This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Should Illinois be happy with its opponent after the play-in round? Xavier coming all the way back to beat Texas. How far can this Illini team go? How far will it go?
I think it was a tough draw either way because both teams are talented and that's not necessarily the first-round opponent you were looking for if you're Brad Underwood. But I do feel like Xavier is coming in with a lot of momentum, and that would scare you a little bit. They've got one of those teams that, you know, with the guy with Fremantle playing, having one of those types of seasons, and he's in his sixth year. He's one of those guys that is just – you wonder about a team. Sean Miller – he's been everywhere. He's always around a tournament victory in March. Yeah, you just don't feel great if you're an Illinois fan. And yet you look at your team, and you have reason to feel confident because they have gotten to this point with a whole new collection of players that they had last year when they went deep in March. So it's really one of the harder teams, as you have said, Mully, to figure out in this tournament field. I do think they win the first round game. I'm glad it's the last one on Friday. You can watch it Friday night, and if you can stay up that long, but I think it's going to be worth staying up for. I don't see them getting past Kentucky. I think that is where it probably will end, even though as talented as they are, as well coached as they can be and look, and as hard as they can play defensively. And I do love the Yakishonis. I love the freshman. You can see them making a run, but I don't see them getting by the Wildcats.
My hope is that Xavier left it all at UD Arena last night. They basically had a home game. They're about 30, 40 minutes, their school, away from Dayton University. Kentucky, the last two times, they've been a second or a three seed. So in 2022, they were a two seed. They lost to Cinderella St. Peter's. Remember that team from New York that went on that run? They lost them in overtime.
They're from New Jersey.
Yeah, 85-79. Then the last time they were a three seed, remember, and this was, I think, one of David's favorite guys to ever play in the tournament. Looked like he was about 43. They lost to Oakland. Remember that kid who hit all those threes? I think they made it to the Elite Eight.
Last year?
Yeah.
Oakland, yeah, because he's in the Pistons G League team.
Right, he'd be like the best player in a men's league ever. He was just like raining threes. But they lost in their opening round 80-76 to Oakland, who was a 14 seed. So this is another four. So my point is that the last couple of times Kentucky has been highly touted, they have fallen.
Jack Gehlke.
Yeah.
Remember Motor City Cruise. He now he's like, playing for the Motor City Cruise.
He had like the receding hairline.
Yeah.
And was just jacking threes all over the place. So now, while I do expect Kentucky to beat Troy,
he was Gehlke-ing threes from all over the
place. I'm hoping that Illinois Illinois can beat a tired Xavier team, upset Kentucky, but then I have them losing to Tennessee next weekend.
Okay.
So I think they get to number two seed, and I think those games are in Indy, right? I think right. So if Illinois can get out of Milwaukee, they would then go to Indy.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really tough question. I think Illinois should handle Xavier. I really do. But you're right. You know, this is not a 16 seed. This is an 11 seed. This is not like they beat anybody. Texas has some chops themselves. And they came back in that game and they won that game. And you're right, Dustin. Maybe they've exerted a lot of energy and maybe they're tired in game two. But I think David could be right. They could have some big mo. The problem that I'm having is that I am not quite sure about Illinois. I've watched them play quite a bit. And there are times when I feel like they're going to make a really deep tournament run. And then there are times when I feel like, man, they'll be lucky to get out of the first round. I just think they, more so than any team in the field, might be the most difficult one I'm having a problem with. I am utterly confounded by what to think they're going to do. I think that, you know, they had a great run last year, and that was, you know, based on they got a really hot player at the right time, and they did very well as a result. I don't know that I really want the state school to do well. My son goes to the U of I, and my best friend went to the U of I, and I want all of them to have this moment in the tournament. I just don't know that they're going to have it. And it's confounding to me. I keep answering questions about, well, what's going to happen with the U of I? And it really is the one school out of all this. I think you feel real strongly about some team. Oh, yeah, they're going to make the run. They're going to be good. You know, they're going to surprise some people. And that, oh, you know, I love what Drake's done. They got all these Division II champions. They're going to make a run. I don't have the same gut feeling about the U of I because I don't know which team they have. I'm not quite sure what to expect from them. And you're right. That freshman is a hell of a player. And they've got a couple of really good players. And it wouldn't stun me if they were a Sweet 16 team. It wouldn't stun me if they were better than that. And it would not stun me if they were out.
Tomorrow night?
Yes. I don't think they're going out tomorrow. I have them losing to Tennessee. I think Dustin and I are similar in some of our picks.
Okay.
And that
you got them beating Kentucky then.
That I did.
So you're telling your family members and your close friends to get their orange out because it's going to be a fun week.
I think Kentucky's one of those teams that I need to have lose. And
Just say you don't like
them to lose.
You don't like Kentucky.
No, I won't say that. I will say that they're one of the teams. I think that there are like four teams in the SEC that really scare me, and I'm looking for spots where they can lose.
I can't be the only one in this panel who is rooting for teams to lose.
I'm rooting for teams to lose, just not any of those that you
tell
mentioned.
Me which ones you are.
St. John's.
Really?
I think they're doing it the old way they used to do it and didn't get caught. Molly, did you see this story? I thought of you when I read this story. Do either one of you know who the guy behind the St. John's NIL is?
No.
So it's a St. John's alum. He's a big horse racing guy. I believe he's the guy who had vitamin water and sold it to like Coke or Pepsi. He wins all Mikey from Long Island the guy, you'd know him in a second. He is the billionaire supporting, basically paying for St. John's resurgence. And again, I'm not against that guy.
Including Rick Pitino.
Including Rick Pitino. I'm not against that guy. I'm just not the biggest Rick Pitino fan.
Yeah. It's fair. You're talking about Mike Rapole?
Mike Rapole.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also have Florida winning the whole thing, so they've got to probably beat St. John's to do that. So
I have them beating St. John's.
Right. So I'm rooting against that, right?
Fair enough. Asked and answered. Thank you. I didn't want to be the only one rooting for teams to lose. Now you gave me good reason.
There's teams I'm rooting for them to lose. I'd have to go through my bracket to tell you exactly.
Well, let's refresh our bracket when we come back.
Okay.
I want to know your final four.
Yeah. I'd love that. It sounds good. You're going to redo your Final Four?
No, finally. I'm going to remind or refresh. Oh. And give you a chance to change.
Yeah, I'm not changing.
And rethink.
It's Mully and Haw. We've got that on the plate next, and we'll do it on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.